Rose Rivers. Written by Jacqueline Wilson. And read by Ailey Beaton. "I have a little present for you, Rose," said Papa. He handed me a rectangular package tied with string that looked promisingly like a book. I love reading more than anything else, especially the books in Papa's studio. He doesn't know that I borrow them secretly. I don't bother with Mama's books in the cabinet in the drawing room, as they are silly, romantic tosh. I opened my package eagerly, though I feared it would be a Mrs. Molesworth or a Miss Young, the sort of authors considered suitable for a girl of 13. But it wasn't a novel at all, for children or adults. It was a sketchbook, every page blank. "I thought this would be a good time for you to start sketching seriously, sweetheart. I know you've been feeling rather mopey since Rupert left for school," said Papa. I didn't know what to say. He was trying so hard to cheer me up, and it's not as if I don't like drawing. I've spent half my childhood drawing witches and dragons and mermaids and tigers and goblins. Goblins are fun because I give them the faces of people I particularly detest. When my brother Algy crayoned all over the pages of my book of Tennyson's poetry, I created an entire community of grotesque goblins with his features. I also like drawing girls. Not pretty girls with long brushed hair and demure dresses. Wild girls who have cut off their curls and tucked up their skirts or borrowed boys' breeches. They climb trees and leap streams and teeter on the very edge of cliffs. Sometimes I draw them being chastised. They're sent away in disgrace. They don't care. Mama always tuts when she sees my drawings. She doesn't approve of them at all. Papa laughs and thinks them funny, but he says that I should start drawing seriously now. He is hoping that I have true artistic ability. It's not just because he's an indulgent father, though he is. He'd like at least one of his children to have inherited his talent. Rupert is the eldest, but has never had the patience or indeed any natural ability at art. I'm his twin, and only 15 minutes younger, so now Papa is pinning his hopes on me. "I love your drawings, Rose. They're very lively and amusing. But I think it's time for you to learn to sketch properly. You should draw from life," he said now, unusually serious. "Not still life, Papa," I groaned. Our governess, Miss Rayner, sometimes arranges odds and ends that she feels are artistic for us to paint with our shared box of Winsor and Newton watercolours. Last time, she gathered a blue and white striped milk jug from the kitchen. A garish china couple won at a fairground. A bowl of fruit and a posy of violets in a pink pot. I tried reasonably hard, but the milk jug tilted alarmingly. The china couple looked drunk. The bowl of fruit wouldn't stay circular, and the posy wilted before I could finish it.